Chapter 1. A pack of werewolves raced across the television screen. Riley, with a bowl of popcorn clutched to her chest, stared wide-eyed, heart thundering in her chest, even though she'd seen the movie 8 times already. When a knock sounded on her front door, she screamed, sending popcorn everywhere and leaving tiny splotches of white cheddar dust all over her brown couch. Jade rushed in, hands balled into fists and raised above her head, ready to punch an unknown assailant. "What's wrong? What happened? Oh." She dropped her arms and propped a hand on her hip. "Good God, girl, you can't seriously be watching this again." Riley regretted giving her best friend a key to her apartment. Untangling herself from her blanket, Riley lurched forward to snatch the remote off her coffee table. She hit pause. "What are you doing here?" "Hello to you too," Jade said, plopping down next to her and grabbing a handful of the remaining popcorn. "You didn't answer my text this morning. You also didn't reply to a very similar one last month. I know, a strategic ignore when I see one."
"I've been busy."
"You're full of lies." They glared at each other. Jade looked her usual flawless self, green eyes rimmed with black liner. Riley had worn the same sweatpants every night this week, and was almost positive there was popcorn in her bra. Jade's light brown skin, several shades lighter than Riley's, was dusted with the faintest layer of makeup, and her head of gorgeous, wild brown curls was currently pulled up in a messy bun. Several curls had escaped, creating a fuzzy halo around her head. Riley gave her own head a scratch, wondering when she'd last washed her hair. She had, in fact, ignored Jade's text. Her initial reaction to the message, "We're in for this weekend, Rye! Jordanville Ranch, here we come!" had been to silence her phone, drop it in her purse, and put on Battle at Fish Rock for the 9th time. "Come on, Rye. This kind of thing is right up your super weird alley." Jade waved a hand in the direction of the werewolf, frozen on the TV screen, and the true crime novels on Riley's bookshelf. Riley side-eyed her laptop sitting on her coffee table, where dozens of murder-related websites were bookmarked for easy access. "Werewolves aren't real. Ghosts are." Rolling her eyes, Jade said, "You were obsessed with the ranch ages before the Paranormal Playground episode was even announced. You get weirdly fixated on local cases, and you practically go apoplectic about the serial killer ones."
"Apoplectic is a little dramatic," she said, though Jade wasn't wrong. "I like the stuff about catching bad guys and the pursuit of justice and all that. I do not like the haunted house stuff."
"Tell you what," Jade said. "If you fess up about why you're so against ghosts, I won't make you go this weekend."
Riley pursed her lips.
"Just as I thought."
"Why do I need a reason? Ghosts are scary. If I told you I was scared of clowns, would you ask why?"
Jade huffed, sending an errant curl flapping, which meant she'd let it go, for now. "Rochelle and Pamela won't be able to afford that room without you there. Bree's parents promised to stay at the house with her husband and the kids for the whole weekend. Bree never gets a vacation. Don't take that from her."
"Oh, so now she's resorting to out-and-out guilt?"
From the handful of emails Riley had received, and also ignored, 5 of them were on the guest list. Herself, Jade, Rochelle, Pamela, and Bree.
"Look," Jade said, turning to sit cross-legged on the couch so she could stare more fully at the side of Riley's head. "It's not just about affording the room, or the fact that I've been on the waiting list for a year, and this is my dream, and don't you dare destroy it."
Riley rolled her eyes at that.
"I'm seriously worried about you."
Brow furrowed, Riley turned toward her, back against the armrest of the sofa, knees pulled into her chest, a piece of popcorn crunched underfoot.
"Why? I'm fine."
Jade cocked her head to the side, mouth bunched up in the corner.
"What? Don't look at me like that," Riley said.
"Ever since you broke up with Casey, you've been an antisocial homebody.